Welcome to the National Bicycle Greenway's Mountain Mover podcast series. Here you will get up close and personal with people who are taking giant steps for the betterment of cyclists and for the planet itself.
We travel to what we feel is a perfect world example of how the National Bicycle Greenway can take advantage of the geographical assets each region across the United States has to offer to increase the well-being of all those who use it, as well as those who live and work nearby. Well, it takes a region-wide community of people from many walks of life to manage the 37-plus mile American River Parkway jewel set at the base of the Sierras. We found three authoritative voices who have had decades of experience with it on many levels. In the words ahead, you can hear what Folsom Recreation Manager Lynn LePage, Folsom Waterworks Operator Daryl Pearson, and Folsom Trails Director Jim Kanopka have to say about the true bicycle treasure they get to enjoy on a daily basis. So how you guys doing today?
Hey Martin, this is Daryl. I'm doing great.
Right, Daryl.
Hi Martin, this is Lynn. Hey, we're doing real well in Folsom.
All right. Lynn, that's awesome. Great.
Hey Martin, this is Jim, also from Folsom.
Great. Okay, well, I can't wait to talk about all the stuff we get to talk about here. Okay, in urban areas all across America, great places to ride a bike can be found, but they're often shared with cars.
Yeah.
And if not the distance one would travel, they're just not that great. Can you tell us how much of the American River Parkway is car-free and how many cities it passes through?
Well, I believe it would start up toward Granite Bay. Now we're going to go down into Orangeville, through Folsom, into Fair Oaks, and then into Sacramento. You're looking at about five or six cities.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Of course, Sacramento's probably going to cover the most area.
Uh-huh. And how many miles does that amount to?
36 miles one way.
Mm-hmm. 36 miles. And then how much?
And that's just the main trail. There's little trails that go off here and there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how much of that is Folsom?
Martin, we have approximately about 9 miles of the American River Bicycle Trail in Folsom, and that would take you from Folsom Lake to Lake Natoma, the Hazel Avenue area, where then it becomes part of the Sacramento County Parkway system, and that would get you then to the city of Sacramento.
Hmm. Okay. And from my own experience of riding that amazing trail, it can get pretty hot up there. How hot? What's an average hot day?
I think average temperature in the summer is probably in the low 90s is average, but we can easily get up into the 100s, and it can hold there for. It can hold there for a week of 100, or we can go a whole summer where we only get a couple days of 100-degree heat. So, you know, it's really quite a range. The beauty here in Folsom is that we often get in the evening what they call the Delta breeze, mm-hmm. and it's just the aspect of the weather dynamics of the cooler area in the Bay Area from the ocean, and our hot area up above us sucking the cooler air in, and so our sleeping at night is often very good when the Delta breeze comes, and there's rarely, you know, just a couple nights during the year that then even in the evening, if that Delta breeze doesn't kick in, it can stay fairly warm into the 80s in the evening.
Hmm. So how do you beat that heat, though, if you don't get Delta breeze activity? Is it such you'd get on the trail early, like 8, 9 in the morning, and get off it at 9 or 10?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. You know, it's an ideal place to be earlier in the morning or in the evening, you know, closer to sunset and as it starts to cool. So yeah, those are the best things. Now we're very fortunate that a large portion of the American River Bicycle Trail though does have some kind of tree canopy cover. And you know, Daryl's favorite part of it is mountain bike, and so he's out in the trails that are just off the American River Bike Trail under oak tree canopy. And there's easily a 20 degree difference in the shade from the sun. Mm-hmm. And if it's a 100 degree day, now he's riding in 80 degree temperature.
Jeez.
I was just about to say that, Martin. If you're going to be riding your bike,
mm-hmm.
at American River Trails, where are you going to want to ride it?
Mm-hmm.
You're down by the river, it's a little cooler, and it's got a lot of shade on it.
So by the water itself, it is a little cooler than the rest of the bigger part of the...
You catch the breezes coming off the river,
and
there's the shade factor, so it's definitely a lot cooler than riding on some highway where all the cars are.
Well, what's really amazing, and this is for my listeners, these two guys, both Lynn and Daryl, grew up in Folsom. And what's more, Daryl grew up in a bike shop that is now defunct. Within the context of that thought form, what kinds of changes have you seen on the American River Trail? I mean, what was it like 15, 20 years ago or 25 years ago before it became the world-class bicycle heaven has become? How long has that trail been? And when you guys were kids, was it a trail you could ride?
Well, apparently it used to be a dirt path.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they started making this, what do you think, Lynn? Back in the Gold Rush era is probably when they started making this.
And then we wouldn't have seen some of this formal pavement and it being owned by governmental agencies until probably in the 60s. And then out in this end in Folsom, it wasn't until late 80s, mid, early 90s that actually the paving came in and a formal trail was developed. As Daryl said, you would have had a dirt trail that was maybe put in through the native deer beating the trail in, and then the occasional user keeping the trail widened a little bit. And there's still a lot of those kind of trails in and around there that Daryl would be the one out there finding all those on his mountain bike. And I may be more on a road bike or a mountain bike that stays more on the trail because Daryl's the one with the skill that enjoys that.
Yeah. Well, was there ever a fight with landowners up there for this access, and homeowners whose property it might have passed through?
Yeah, there were, and there still is as we continue to develop items. There's a thought that trails bring a bad element to an area. Is an initial thought by a homeowner or even a property owner, but I think we've seen over time. Those people will come back to us after we work through these issues, and they'll even say that, boy, we're surprised at how well this has worked out. Mm-hmm. And we've had people that aren't willing to allow us to go through at first, and then they turn around and we work with them, and again, they equally see, as from a business standpoint, it's a draw, it's an amenity. But it definitely has taken some time to acquire sites and get easements. And Jim Konopka is still doing that for us. And I don't think it ever becomes completely easy. I think it's always a struggle because it's an education item. And there's a property value item as well that they're often thinking that it will reduce their property value or cause some problems. And actually, the Trust for Public Lands has quantified that these amenities actually increase property values, both residential and commercial, and there's plenty of data to support that, and we're fortunate they've done that work.
Hmm. Wow. In terms of over and beyond the private property that it still passes through? Is that correct?
No, the majority of any of these that have been funded through either a state grant or federal grant, it needs, that money needs to be, since it's public money, it needs to be acquired and at least a minimum of an easement, if not the land completely outright purchased. And we've done any and all of those. And that really is Jim's expertise.
Right. Well, okay, so you're this is all pretty much government land then. It's all owned by the public, that which it passes through.
Yes.
Within the context of that thought, how much of that land is parks? How many parks is this from Sacramento to Folsom? Do you have any idea how many parks it passes through?
You know, there are a number of major parks in Rancho Cordova. You know, there are a couple different ones, and definitely Sunrise. And that is, you know, there's a large part of the Sacramento County Park System. And this is what they call their jewel of the system, linking them together. So several large regional parks that they manage and are along that. They're still developing more trails. There's a new one being developed, which is a spur off this, called the Dry Creek Trail. And it goes to a major park that they have called Gibson Ranch. And we have dreams of linking off this spur a regional park called Deer Creek Park, which is going to be a very passive natural park of large significant size in the hundreds of acres in our most eastern section of the county and of our town. And so those are the regional systems, and then within our system, we link most of our parks are linked with the trails that Jim has developed, and you know, we have over 40 some different parks in the city of Folsom now, and some of those being small little neighborhood parks to larger community parks.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to kind of do a little bit of a rewind here. We talked about the heat. Can you get off your bike and go for a swim?
Sure. You know, you can do that at Folsom Lake. You can do that at Lake Natoma. Lake Natoma is a lot colder because it's actually water coming off the bottom of the lake.
Mm-hmm.
So that's much cooler.
On the river itself, are there things like tree swings? Do they have any... It seems like I remember seeing something like that.
Well, when I was growing up, Martin, we had about 3 tree swings, and they got so popular, the rangers came by and cut the trees down.
Oh, no. Oh,
they don't want you rope swinging on the river.
No?
But you can swim wherever you want the whole length of the river.
Are boats allowed on that river?
Drift boats.
Drift boats. You mean like
on the lower, the Lake Natoma, the speed limit, I believe, is 5 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be of that type on Lake Natoma. And then Folsom Lake allows the full range of speed boats to jet skis to, you know, the full range of sailboats, canoes, kayaks, et cetera.
Does the American River go by Folsom Lake, the parkway?
Yes, it does.
So,
when we talked earlier in our segment about how many miles of trail is in Folsom, a portion of that from, and we'll use Rainbow Bridge kind of as the center of town, there's another 3 miles that goes up to Folsom Lake, Bill's Point, which is a wonderful area to enjoy Folsom Lake.
Did you guys get any help from the prison population in building the trail?
Early on, many of these trails have, the beginning of developing the trails, will utilize the prison crews to mark out the trail, get an understanding of maybe removing some of the blackberries and some of the other underbrush that may not allow you to see, is this a good way to go or not go? So they've definitely been a big help of exploring and marking out and seeing potential routes. Yes, definitely a great help and a great partner.
So they're still active. They still actively help them.
Yes, we have multiple crews in the city of Folsom, one assigned to the street crew, one assigned to the Parks Division, and then within the State Department of Parks and Recreation, which it actually manages Lake Natoma and Folsom Lake, they also have crews assigned to them. So they're a great partner in our community.
Lynn, when I'm riding that trailway, I'm just astounded. I feel like I'm in the middle of nowhere. You don't see buildings, you don't see cars, you don't see roads, you don't see cities, and yet it's right there. It's all right there, just almost on the other side of the of the field. Oftentimes, is that something that you guys have to? Has all this been? Is there an oversight committee that doesn't let things get built if they're within eyesight of the river? Or how do you guys pull that off?
There has been a lot of help from community support that we have. The area along the American River Parkway in Folsom and Folsom Lake, again, is managed by the State Department of Parks and Recreation. Mm-hmm. It's actually owned by the Bureau of Reclamation. So it is both a water conveyance system, a flood control system, but it's managed by the State Department of Parks and Recreation. And one of their main goals and objectives is providing recreational services. And I have attended the State Department of Parks and Recreation master plan development seminars and workshops and even their regular meetings. And it is, trying to blend statewide goals with local goals. And what you're also working on, though, is recognizing that this has become a very urban area, and so it may not be your normal state park, and therefore there has to be some flexibility. But you still do have an awful lot of conservationists that want to have the ability to be on Lake Natoma in a kayak and feel as you do on the bike there, that you are out in a natural setting and you wouldn't know that you're in an urban area. And so many people have worked hard to try to preserve that feel, and there has been guidelines developed to maybe from Lake Natoma on a kayak, attempting not to have to see different structures, different light features, et cetera.
So, and since you're a Folsom employee, Lynn, does the city itself have any kind of a charge, a mission statement that we recognize the American River Parkway as an important asset to our community, and we're always mindful of the decisions we make as to whether or not they're going to affect its health and welfare? Does the city recognize it?
Yeah, I think it definitely does, and we need to be a good partner with the State Department of Parks and Recreation and honor their master plans and their efforts and their missions while blending the community's needs and interests, who we represent 70,000 people that live here now, and many have moved here for these amenities, and so we have to be good stewards of this a wonderful area that Mother Nature blessed us with, creeks and rolling hills and this beautiful river that comes out of the Sierras with a really clear crystal water that we have had companies literally locate here from as far as Japan that produce products that are relying on quality water. And this is one of the reasons that they, set their business here, is because they need that quality water. So I think we're very mindful of that and need to continue to be mindful of that. We just did an event out at one of our oldest reservoirs, the first lake in the city of Folsom, called Willow Hill Reservoir. And our local Folsom High School Ecology Club was there this weekend, along with their solar panel and teaching responsible behavior, you know, for our environment. So I think anytime we can all gain and learn, it's important that we do.
Awesome. I remember we came up one year, I think it was 2006, and the Folsom Chamber of Commerce they did some work with the Folsom Tourist Bureau and giving us an incredible reception at your park there. And how does your city promote the American River Parkway? In the sense that, do they have literature they send out if someone wants to find out about, or is that part of a literature campaign, or how does it fit into your the promotion of your city and the promotion of the American River Parkway?
Yeah, our director Robert Goss, who is also an avid cyclist as well, both mountain biking and road biking, recognized that, you know, we were getting to be known for these trails, and therefore maybe we should embrace these trails. And so he developed a whole program over 3 days with some 13 different events called Cyclebration. And that we'd hoped through that event that we would spur more interest to our community and these wonderful amenities. And he partnered with the Chamber of Commerce, and we were really lucky to find a neat story out of that, which was one of the folks had seen the theme was of this Explore Folsom, Where the Ride Begins,
is right.
What the Chamber of Commerce had as a theme.
Uh-huh.
And a person had actually seen in Sunset Magazine a little piece of this promotion package. They came to Folsom, liked it so much, they actually moved here. And as they moved here, what was really interesting is that their daughter was dating a gentleman that was a cyclist, who became their son-in-law, and he came to the Cyclebration, and he's out of the area that they live in, the Bay Area, and they came to participate in Cyclebration, but also knew that they'd be able to visit the relatives. And so it was a neat loop that we saw that it's doing everything we wanted to do. It's causing people to relocate here. It's causing people to visit here. And it's causing people to participate and use these amenities through a recreational experience. So it truly is doing that. We've had businesses that have grown to such a point that they've been acquired by other businesses, and those employees themselves state that we're not leaving, and that we are raising our kids here. We like these amenities. We like this location, and I'm the kind of quality worker that can work anywhere in the world, and I choose to work in Folsom.
Great. Wow. That's awesome.
That explains it.
That's totally awesome. Man. So, you know, I was kind of going off in la-la land listening to you talking about all that stuff. It's very exciting to hear that. So, you mentioned something about Japan, a company that works from Japan out of Folsom. Is that what I was hearing?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
We have two different major ones that located here based on the quality water out of that American River and out of Folsom Lake. And the two different products, one is soy sauce.
And, wow, okay.
Sake.
The other one is sake.
Okay, wow, awesome. Okay, you've got a regional light rail system that connects you to Sacramento. When did that actually come in? When did that arrive in Folsom? The build of that system. When did it get to you guys?
was it right about 2000?
2000, okay.
29.
Yeah. And that's another part of the heaven that makes your actual geographical position on the American River Parkway almost perfect. Someone can take a car, for example, to Sacramento, get on the light rail, go up to Folsom, and then on the light rail, because you can bring your bikes, and then ride the American River Parkway down, which is, I guess, somewhat of a little bit of a downhill direction, minimally, of course, and come back to their car.
Yes.
Was that something that you guys, do you see a lot of that?
I do it. I've already planned a ride this weekend, actually, Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I do it with my family. They're not as avid cyclists as I am.
Uh-huh.
We can bail out at any point. There's stops almost every major intersection that crosses. We also parallel Highway 50.
Mm-hmm.
And every road that crosses perpendicular to Highway 50, there's a light rail station. And so if my wife says, hey, I'm getting tired, we can jump on light rail and head back home, or even go down to Old Sac and have lunch and then head back home.
Wow, awesome.
So we try to ride all the way there and take light rail back.
And it's cheap.
It works perfect, yeah.
A couple bucks, $2 or $3?
That's it. I think it's $1.50 a person.
And they let bikes on.
And we can pile our bikes on. I've been on there with my three kids, and so we're dragging five bikes onto this thing. And
Are you seeing that people are coming up from Sacramento and with their bikes and then riding the river down?
Yes, I see it a lot.
Really? Awesome. And when I say down, let me ask this question. This is something I wanted to ask at the beginning. I know that from the times where I've ridden from Sacramento to Folsom, the last 15 miles or so are uphill. I don't know how much uphill, but do you know? What's the percent grade climb? 1%, 2%?
It's not much because we sit about 300 feet above sea level here.
Okay. Got it.
And you end up about 25 feet, I think, in Sacramento.
Okay, not much.
That's over that, 32 miles worth of it, that you're going. So it's not much, but, and obviously, as you've stated, the river runs downstream, downhill.
Mm-hmm.
So, the net loss has to be there for the water to run toward the ocean. But we're lucky that in this area, it's very slight, so most cyclists are able to handle it. But as you reach Folsom, then you're at the base of the foothills here,
mm-hmm.
to the Sierras, that, as you know, riding to Lake Tahoe, as you had done, the Sierras aren't like the Rockies in regards to one steady climb.
Right, it's up and down and up and down. right.
And
wow.
As we rode together to Placerville, as you know, we hope to use the old rail line in Placerville, that rail line, though, was built on a nice grade,
mm-hmm.
and even though the roads around may be much steeper, the rail line will be a nice way for us to get to Placerville and again, maybe someday, hopefully, to Lake Tahoe.
Awesome. Well, Lynn, right when you get close to Folsom, there's a lot of up and down. There's a lot of, if you will, obnoxious kinds of little nubby little hills you got to kind of get up and down and over and through. Is that all the remains of gold mining? Is that what that was?
Yeah, you're describing the base of the foothills, and now we're coming out of the Sacramento Valley, and you're at the base of the foothills,
mm-hmm.
and what you're doing is you're pulling out of the canyon,
mm-hmm.
and so they are a quick change. It goes from being along that beautiful flat river, and all of a sudden you're at the base of the foothills, and so you climb out of the canyon there. And they are drastic little changes. this new mountain bike course that we've put on prison property here probably is only a 4 mile trail or so, but it's amazing the elevation change within that 4 mile that will have you use every gear that you have. You have amazing downhills. You have amazing uphill climbs that make you wonder, is there one more gear or do I need to get off? And that's in a very short distance. It's amazing that we have such great topography. And I think we're blessed to have that topography than just a flat valley.
When someone's riding the trail coming up from Sacramento, for example, the services, bathrooms, drinking water, restaurants, are those things all pretty readily available?
I think so. There seems to be plenty of water fountains that, like you were talking about earlier, there's parks along the way. Every park's going to have a bathroom and water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say sometimes you might wish there was a little snack shop.
Right.
During the summer months, there's a shop open up at Folsom Lake. But other than that, you're a little limited on snacks unless you pull off the trail and go into a restaurant or a town somewhere.
And how many miles is that usually going to involve? Kind of a trip away from the river is going to be a couple miles to find food?
Yeah, it would only be a couple miles.
Yeah, okay.
At best, it's only a couple miles. I mean, there's as you come on the, I guess that would be the east side of the lake here at Lake Natoma, on the American River Bicycle Trail, it is less than a block. I mean, literally, it is a block.
Well, that's in Folsom itself.
Yeah, that's in Folsom itself. Yeah. And then as you take the American River Bicycle Trail up to Folsom Lake, now with the new Folsom Lake crossing, again, you come to a point where it's literally a block. And here's more commercial opportunities of all kinds. And those people and those businesses have recognized that's an opportunity for them to build their business around, and they have. Mm-hmm. And one of our most famous one is Karen's Bakery, and it is a riding hub, as well as Coffee Republic is another one. Mm-hmm. The new bike shop has made sure that they had some of those components within the bike shop itself. It's a combination of both treats to eat as well as the biking. And these aren't just, grab something where you would peel away a wrapper. These are some very nice custom-made bakeries.
Well, you're talking Folsom. Is there some way a person interested in using the entire American River Parkway Trail, is there any way someone can know ahead of time where these services are at, where the bathrooms are at, where they can find water, where they can find a restaurant for a bite to eat, or is it just all kind of the way I've done it? I've had to rely on roadmaps and associate different parts of the trail with the streets that pass through. Is there any other way to do it?
Well, it helps to have a map, definitely, of the trail. You're going to see the bathrooms with water breaks.
Yeah.
As far as restaurants, I believe you just have to talk to other trail users to find the shortest route. Of the roads, like Lynn was saying, within a mile, you're going to find, little shops. But I don't believe those would be on a map of any kind.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like bicycle heaven up there, without question.
It really is.
And it almost feels like there should be a charge for riding this. And since and since there isn't, who pays for it? Who maintains it? Where's the money coming from?
Well, that is a constant struggle to making sure that you not only build it, but you can maintain it. Mm-hmm. And having renovations and having the ability to resurface We're always, through Jim, looking for different grants, different means to do that. We also rely on our community groups with a lot of volunteer days of trimming and cleaning. And we take a portion of the community's tax dollars to help us maintain these through a variety of different means. We'll sometimes tap into the alternative travel mechanisms that come through some of the gas taxes. They encourage to try to create some other mechanisms for people to move. So there sometimes can be some money that way that goes that direction. So we're always busy looking for those items. It is a constant struggle. The American River Parkway as a whole in the county system, I believe, is struggling more than we are, only because it's a larger, bigger agency and has more competing interests for money. I think it will always be a struggle, and that's where it comes on people like yourself and others that advocate the benefits of cycling. We have to work together to continuing to educate people about that, and that this is an area that some of your tax dollars needs to be invested in. And without that, we will see, you know, things deteriorate, and it's a constant battle. It never goes away.
So there's the county, there's Folsom, there's the Sacramento, the city, does it pay for its portion?
Sacramento. Yep.
And Rancho Cordova pays for his portion, I guess. Is that correct?
I think they're really fortunate to be covered probably through the county. But I know that they're working hard to be a good partner, and you know, we're all looking to how to help each other, and you know, there's enough needs that everybody needs to work together.
So in terms of your being wise stewards for this incredible asset, this natural asset you have in your own backyard, there's also the Friends of the American River Parkway. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about them?
You know, they have a lot longer history than us, because obviously in the city of Sacramento, which is where they're based out of, and then Sacramento County is where they, you know, have based themselves and where it started. They are the founders of the official aspect of the American River Parkway, and they've been fortunate to even build a nice clubhouse and a building within the American River Parkway. They now do a variety of different events to try to keep promoting the American River Parkway, and they are great stewards of that for us. And you know, we're fortunate to be linked to them. We're fortunate to be at one end of everything that they've developed, and we're now benefiting from. So it's a wonderful program, and it's something that we have to be in great partnership with, because you know, that they're the founders.
So how active are they? You say they've got a clubhouse now. When was this built?
You know, it was probably a long project dream of theirs, and you know, I think within the last 5 years or so, that came to realization.
And so there's a real active constituency then that works with the American River Parkway Friends.
Yes, and I think there's even other groups that have come together, like a group that me and Daryl are a member of, the Friends of the Folsom Parkways. Obviously, that's very specific to the Folsom area, but we obviously want to link with other areas, and you know, we may see some others grow up in our area too. But they definitely have seen others that have similar aligned missions, but slightly different, and different enough that they, you know, are on their own. But again, you know, in collaboration, you know, the greater Sacramento area has a population of 1.5 million or so. City of Sacramento itself is only in the 450,000. But when you get that larger area, you're going to have other people that are willing to step up and help, and, we can't have enough helpers.
Wow. Jim, give me some kind of feel. You've built a lot of trails up there in Folsom, a lot of miles of trails. Can you give me a feel for how many, just in Folsom alone, how many miles of trails have you built? Let's say outside of the American River. How many would that amount to?
So far over the last, 12, 13 years, we've constructed about 35 miles of Class 1 trails.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the American River.
Okay. In terms of the riding service itself, Jim, you've developed a lot of trails there in Folsom. I keep coming back to you and keep talking to you as being the key point person where trails are concerned, because indeed that's all of a very good description for who you are, Jim. As it relates to other trails that are out there, you hear about pea gravel, you hear about crushed limestone, you hear about varying grades of asphalt. What type of surface is this trail? The American River Trail, that
American
is.
American River Trail?
Yeah.
Well, it is pretty consistent as far as the asphalt. It's 12 feet wide for most of the section, which is, they've had that standard for many years, but I think it's actually worked out pretty well, because other cities use the 8 feet or 10 feet, but the American River Trail is 12 feet. Then the shoulders tend to be decomposed granite for most of the shoulders. And then there's the newer sections of the trail. They've built sort of trails offset from mountain bikes and equestrians, and those are also decomposed granite type surface.
Okay.
It's either decomposed granite or natural surface. They don't use any other, like limestone, or that type of product's not available here in this part of the country as it is in other places.
Okay, now
those are sort of the main surfaces they use.
When I ride that, I'm on the high wheel, the big tired bike, it's a bike that's real sensitive to road surface, and that it just feels like bicycle heaven up there. Do you guys do something different with your asphalt that makes it more an easier ride, or is it just because there's no cars pounding it down such that it's lost its resilience? Is there anything am I going anywhere with that thought?
I think you bring up a good point. There's probably two main reasons. One is you don't usually have a lot of vehicle traffic other than maintenance vehicles. So you don't have any of that wear and tear on the road that you're normally used to seeing on the roadways. Because bike traffic is very light, and so there isn't a lot of damage to the trail that way. And also, a new product is the rubberized asphalt they're starting to use, which is a lot softer ride also.
Okay, so that is how much of the American River Trail is the rubberized asphalt?
I don't know exactly. I know they've been doing some resurfacing recently. So I can't say exactly, but probably less than 10 miles, I would think.
The river itself, how wide is that river? I mean, how wide can it get? What's the maximum width?
It could vary considerably depending on the topography as you go down along the river. But
okay. And then how close, when one rides the river through Folsom, for example, how close is someone going to be to the actual river itself?
Folsom is probably unique in that within that 12-mile loop that we talked about on Lake Natoma, one whole side of it, you can be within, a couple feet of the river. And often within that 12 miles, it's always within view. There are some sections of the American River Parkway where the river might go out of your view shed because you pull further enough away from it. But in Folsom, we're very lucky that it's not difficult to stop and get yourself wet.
Does it ever get crowded out there? And within the context of the traffic counts, the amounts of people that are on that trail, do you guys ever count the amount of people, the users? Does that ever happen?
On the American River Trail, I know they do that. I'm not sure. I've never seen the actual count results, but it does get very crowded out there at times, depending on the section of trail that you're on. Because you have a lot of mix of uses out there, pedestrians, runners, cyclists, and some of the big, not racing, but a lot of the group cyclists that ride on there. And
on any given weekend day, even during the week, but during the weekend it's really crowded. And then during the weekdays, you get your commuter traffic, which is early morning and then late afternoon traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a lot of different user groups, and it can get pretty crowded out there.
So when you say crowded, is it crowded such that it's walkers kind of coagulating the pass-through, or like what happens a lot on trails where you got your walkers and your hikers that slow everything down, or have you guys got a fix for that?
Well, just from observation, that's exactly it. You have a group of pedestrians, they're walking, maybe walking their dog, and they're kind of walking, and they take up the whole lane of what, you know, if it's 12 feet wide, they take up about 6 feet, and so when the cyclist comes in, they've got to pass them or go around them, and then you have pedestrians come the other way. Then you have runners, people walking their dog, which tends to be an issue sometimes.
Do you guys have any kind of build for that? It seems like in some parts of the trail, if I remember correctly, I've seen like the sides of it have been designated for walkers. Is there any kind of signage that says walkers, slower traffic, keep right? Or
what? Interesting you bring that. One of the policies that the Sacramento County has come up with, and we're adopting that also, is that pedestrians walk on the left side facing traffic, which is a little bit odd for some jurisdictions, but that way the pedestrian and the cyclist can make eye contact. And so that's for the signage that's up there now, and there's even, it used to be that they would want the pedestrians to walk on the shoulder off the pavement, but that's changed now that
really?
You can still use the pavement, but you want to be on the left side of the trail facing bike traffic.
And that's something you're doing in your jurisdiction as well, huh?
Right, we're moving in that same direction.
So it's not off the trail, it's not, the walkers aren't supposed to be on the shoulder, they're supposed to be actually on the trail facing quote-unquote traffic.
Right, and they can walk on the shoulder because, like, the American River Trail has a 4-foot shoulder. So they can choose to walk. A lot of runners like it because it's softer pavement to run on.
Sure.
The option.
Wow, okay.
So, Martin, one of the challenges that we see, too, is that, especially I think even with the development of so many trails that Jim has been successful helping us here in the community, one of the challenges we see is the different levels of riders. And we have everything from the family that's going out there and the kids are still on training wheels, clueless to any of the rules. And then you have, you know, the very avid cyclist that's trying to get the workout in and maybe even is trying to get an extensive workout in. And that's probably as big as a challenge for it as we have, because you have range of levels there that is a real challenge.
So how do you speak to that? How do you get guys who are training for a triathlon and the new kid on with training wheels on the same pavement, as it were?
You know, I've ran into that problem many times. I've raised my kids right here on the Lake Natoma, and these guys come flying around the corner, and they, you know, they're not too happy that you're there. And you got to remind them there is a 15-mile-an-hour speed limit.
Okay.
Our places you can really get out and get moving on the straightaways, certain areas there's windy turns where you really got to slow down.
Yeah, yeah. Are there speed limit signs out there?
I believe it's 15 miles per hour.
Correct.
Okay, I don't remember seeing that sign. And have you ever given a ticket to someone, or has anyone ever gotten a ticket for going too fast, or a warning, or something
not
like that?
I know.
No.
I think maybe in the lower portion of the American River Parkway, where you have rangers, I think that probably has occurred. In our area, we're not staffed up yet with any kind of ranger or bike patrol.
Got it. How many bridges? I know you've built a number of bridges up there in Folsom for human-powered use, as it were. Do you happen to know how many bridges there are that cross over the American River in Folsom and in total?
I think we just sort of calculated between 7 and 10, maybe up to 10 bridges related to the American River Bike Trail. And that stretch that's within that area that we talked about that's in Folsom jurisdiction.
Okay. You're saying 7 to 12?
I would think, I don't know exactly, but it's got to be between 7 and 10 bridges.
Yeah, that's just in Folsom itself.
Right.
Okay.
Plenty more as you go downstream. But,
okay. And do either any of you guys that are there, Daryl, do you know, or Lynn, do you know how many that is in total?
No, but then what Jim has for you, too, is he has the total number that he has in Folsom within our 35 miles as well.
Okay.
If that's separate from the American River Bike Trail, we have about 30, well, we have, I think it's exactly 35 bridges along our trails.
Wow.
So that's it's almost a bridge a mile is kind of how it works out.
Suppose someone wants to come up and just spend a day in Folsom and ride some of the American River Trail and some of these trails and parkways you've built, Jim. You've got, what will they see? More than just rivers. Is there more than just river kind of riding to kind of avail themselves to in Folsom?
It's kind of a smaller version. A lot of ours are along Humbug Willow Creek, which is the main creek that runs through town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot more... It varies. You go through residential areas, and then you go back into more of a kind of rustic oak grassland area. Then you go into more of a creek riparian zone, and so that's one of the reasons we have the bridges. Is we've had some development already in place. So we had to route the trail to get around that existing development. But yeah, it's a variety of things that you would see, and you'd be surprised in sort of a suburban area how much wildlife you would see along the trail and. So it's a different view than you would see on the American River Bike Trail, kind of a smaller scale.
So you got a zoo that's made up of animals that are non-releasable or something like that?
Yeah. It's a zoo sanctuary, and that they work with native animals that have been injured or are unable to be released in the wild, working with the Department of Fish and Game, and or... where the Department of Fish and Game have actually taken from somebody who was housing an animal that they did not have a permit or permission to have.
So that
is the zoo.
So, Jim, when you're designing these trails, all these trails in Folsom, the 35 miles, I'm going to keep coming back to that number, would this be of interest to someone coming from out of the area? For example, I'm coming up from Oakland or Berkeley or something like that. Am I going to want to explore Folsom's trails, or are they more for just locals, for more local recreation, more for local business trips, local commute trips? Am I going to find it a network of bike roads that I want to kind of explore as well?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the purposes we did that. It's one of our main goals was tying our trail system to the American River Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And we have several access points to that, so it makes it real convenient for folks coming up the American River Trail to jump into Folsom and, you know, explore whatever they wish in Folsom, depending on what their interest is. They can go to the Aquatic Center, they can go to the zoo, they can, you know, go to the library. You know, there's a lot of different places that you can get to on your bike. We're even trying to connect into other counties like El Dorado County and Placer County. We just built a nice Class 1 trail along one of our new bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's definitely for somebody that wants to explore Folsom. And we definitely have a lot of local residents that use it, but then we also encourage other folks from outside the area.
So did you design it then when you first initially came up there and were charged with this mission? You designed it like a bunch of key hotspots. They said, Jim, connect us to the long-distance power plant, the train museum, to the restaurants, the B&Bs. Was that something that that you've done as a result of all this? Is that what's happened?
Pretty much. There was a lot of planning before I got here that was done to sort of set the groundwork, and I just sort of took it from there and then came up with a bikeway master plan that was consistent with what was planned before I got here and sort of try to link, and that's sort of how you lay out trails and roads also, is you try to make it as convenient for folks to get around as possible, because that was another option, is to make a system that people can get to work and, you know, some other alternative than driving their car, in addition to just recreation. And so that was one of our goals, is to look up the destination spots based on proposed and existing land use and connect those trails to those as best we can.
Mm-hmm.
So that was definitely a goal when we laid out the trails.
So if a family were to come up and come up to Folsom. Park at one of those huge parking lots you've got all over the everywhere up there. they could make a day of just riding Folsom trails, spend some time goofing around on the American River Trail, and be on equally nice riding circumstances for what they're getting on over on the American River.
Very much so. Yeah,
really?
Just a little different experience, but same type of thing. They feel just as comfortable. Yep.
So world class then.
Yes, and including looking at unique world class items such as you mentioned the powerhouse, you know, the history of the Folsom Prison, the history of the Gold Rush. We have some Chinese diggings. You know, the list is quite long, and the neat thing is, as you mentioned, you wouldn't even have to drive to Folsom. You could drive to Sacramento and then either come up on the American River Bike Trail and then go back light rail, or the opposite is take light rail out here, ride around, and then take light rail back, or ride out here on light rail and then end up going around Lake Natoma and finish up by going to Sacramento. So a lot of choices.
Okay, so Lynn, suppose someone comes up to Folsom, and they've ridden the American River Trail, and they're tired. It's the end of the day. They want to stay the night. I guess that's possible somewhere in Folsom. There's lodging purveyors up your way as well.
Yeah, there's several hotels that could cater to that, and that's another big thing in Folsom is trying to promote that, people to do just that.
Mm-hmm. And, okay.
And Martin, you know, as you mentioned, the wonderful thing of bikes being able to create commerce is not only has Bicycle Plus, you know, aligned themselves to be right along the bicycle trail, but we actually have had another one open up just across from the new Folsom Lake Crossing, the new bridge, and they chose and picked that site because they knew that being on the American River Bicycle Trail could be good as well. And Bicycle Plus was doing so well that they knew that they could surely find a niche for themselves. So we have had another one open, and we do have a third shop in town.
What's the name of the one that's over there on the other side?
Folsom Bike.
Folsom Bike. So you got Bicycle Plus, Folsom Bike. Any others?
And the other one is called Bicycle Planet.
Bicycle Planet. Great. Okay. So those are the three shops that take advantage of American River travel use, huh? So in sum, guys, it's just been awesome talking about that incredible, not that, talking about the incredible American River Parkway. And it's truly been an honor to talk with you, Lynn, and you, Daryl, and Jim. I wish you were still with us, so I guess maybe we, in absentia, we can say goodbye to Jim, who had to dash off to a meeting. But thanks again, you guys.
Hey, thank you, and we appreciate everything you do for promoting the interest of cycling in our nation.
Thank you, Martin.
All right, Daryl, thanks for you, and you too, Lynn. All right.
I hope we'll see you up here soon.
Yeah, you will, man. All right. Okay, well, thanks, you guys. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank
bye
you.
Now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That wraps up another edition of the National Bicycle Greenways Mountain Movers podcast series. We hope you enjoyed it. This has been NBG Director and Awake Again author Martin Krieg. To access this podcast in the future and to hear other shakers and movers that we've interviewed, go to bikeroute.com.